Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right? Again, 516-531-9483. All right? Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate tax, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And of course, please let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. The show is also sponsored by myself, Frank Williams, by Frank Williams Realty. Now, you can visit my website. Go to frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go to the site, look around. You can look for homes there. You can contact me there. It's just a neat site if you go there. And go there and check it out. Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And if you have if you yourself are looking to buy a house, or if you yourself looking to sell your house, or you know someone who wants to buy or sell, just give me a call or send me an email or what have you, and let me know what's going on, and I will help you from top to bottom every step of the way. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Now, before I get into the show, I'm sure most of you have heard about Tiger Woods. He had an accident. He had to go into emergency surgery. We've heard that he hurt both his legs and ankles. And who knows if Tiger will be able to play again, or if he's going to come back from this. I mean, I don't know. You know, this may be it for Tiger, but I know the last time when he had an accident, or he had a run-in with his ex-wife or whatever, and he stopped playing himself. I told my wife, I said, this may be the last time we hear from Tiger. This may be his, he may not play again, but he ended up playing again, winning the Masters again, and few other tournaments. So we better not count him out, right? Better not count him out. Now, let's see. I want to go to today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is
slipshod.
Slipshod. Slipshod. Slipshod is an adjective, and it means wearing loose shoes or slippers. Wow. Slipshod, wearing loose shoes or slippers. All right. I do that. Frank, you're a slipshod. So they call me Slipshod Frank. I wear loose shoes all the time. I wear, slides a lot. And
You know, I hardly ever tie my shoes. You know, I'll put my shoes on, go to work, and I wear work shoes at work. So I don't even tie my shoes because I'm driving, and then when I get to work, I'm just walking in and pulling them off. You know, and they sit in my locker until I get off and I walk back to my truck. Then I get home, I take them off and put my slides on, you know. So I am slipshod, all right, wearing loose shoes or slippers. All right, so 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and listen live. Now, today's episode is entitled, What Scars Do You Have From Old Battles You Had While Playing Outside as a Kid? Okay? While playing outside. So, this is, you know, this is a topic that I guess is kind of funny to me because, man, you know, as a kid growing up, and I grew up in Atlanta. I grew up in the north side of Atlanta. Pretty, you know, tough part of town. But, hey, that's where I lived. That's where I grew up. And that was there, you know, there were times, I don't know if you call it a battle. But, you know, of course you had to fight sometimes. And maybe I shouldn't have used battles. Maybe I should have used old times out there. Anyway, I remember a time, and this is funny. I remember a time I used to when I was younger, and we rode bicycles, right? A lot, okay. So I was on the bicycle. We had this huge hill on a street that was on the street that was down. If you go straight down my street till it ended, it dead ended into another street that ran horizontal and perpendicular to my street. So we used to go down there and ride out, you know, we drive all the way up the hill, right? We ride our bikes all the way up the hill, put it in low gear, you know, you turn, easy drive. And so we ride it all the way up the hill, or we push it up the hill, right? Get to the top of the hill. I'm talking about a big hill. So we used to do it, you know, skating. You know, I know I see one of my friends that we grew up together on the show, and you know, he know what I'm talking about. It was a street, Swanee. Swanee was the street, and it had a huge hill on this side of Swanee. And then if you go to the other end and made a left, it had a huge hill on the back side of Swanee. We didn't mess with that one too tough. It was steep. But anyway, as kids, we'd ride down the hill on Swanee from the top to the bottom. So I was on the bicycle with my brother, okay? Just me riding on the back with him, holding on, right? So we get to the top of the hill, and now we turn, and hey, we're ready to go down the hill. And it wasn't a whole lot of It wasn't a whole lot of traffic on that road. Okay, so we go to the top of the hill and get ready, and then bam, we hit it. Come down the hill. I'm holding on. We riding down the hill. Now, people that are my age or better, you know about this. That was this, you know, we rode swim bicycles, okay, 10 speeds or whatever. But this wasn't a 10 speed. It was just a regular bike. Had the handlebars that kind of stick up a little bit, almost like the chopper motorcycles. It had a handlebars that stick way up like that. And so that was my brother's bike. So we on the hill, and then we jump on the hill, and we take off down the hill. We ride, going fast, right? And he leaning down, you know, like he racing. I'm leaning down behind, and we racing. We ride. Now, you know, I got a smile on my face from one side of the street to the other one. And we coming down the hill, and then, you know, of course, there were other people there too that was. They were riding their bikes too, and we all get on this hill and we all ride up and down this hill pretty much all day long until we got tired and went home. So my brother decides that he wants to go no hands. Okay, no hands. Big hill, y'all. I'm talking about a hill, right? If you were a skier and it was full of snow out there, You hit that hill because it's a big hill. So we coming down, and my brother let the handlebars go, and we going with no hands, right? Then all of a sudden, you know, that front wheel started to shake, and we start to, you know, kind of, you know, a little vibration starts to happen, and my brother tried to grab a hold of the handlebars, and they were loose, so they slipped and they fell forward. Towards the front tire of the bicycle, flipped down, right? And when those handlebars flipped down, he was trying to grab them. Then, and like I said, we were already shaking, going back and forth. And so then all of a sudden, you know, kaplink, and the bike just, you know, I guess maybe the pedal or something hit the street, and boom, we came off the bike. Flying in the air, and pa-kayow, hit the street, hit the concrete. Now, and me, I not only hit the street in the concrete, I also hit the curb. And you know that's a brick curb, right? I hit that curb, and I scraped my head on my forehead on that curb. But that scar, I don't have those scars anymore. Not on my head, but I do have scars on my elbows, both elbows, and both knees. Those scars there came from that bike wreck. And like I say, maybe I shouldn't have called it the old battles you had, but that scar right there came from the bike wreck. Okay? And I have more scars. Some of you guys that know me, I've got a scar on the top of my nose, okay? Like a cut across the top of my nose. Well, when I was younger too, we lived not far from the high school that I went to. I could walk down my street and go through the back, and bam, I'm at school. It's a pathway that went through the back. It was a man-made pathway that went through the back. And that's the way we used to go to school. So, and all the time, we'd take our bikes up to the school, and we'd ride around the track, or we'd get up there and we'd go on the tennis court and ride our bikes on the tennis court. That was smooth, you know, and the track was smooth. You could pedal like crazy on the track because it was level and you fly around the track. And we could do this anytime because we lived right down the street from the high school. So I'm up there hanging out, we doing whatever. So I'm coming back home. Time for me to come home. Okay. So I'm coming back and I'm coming down this little hill, little walkway, breezeway, little hill coming down the hill. And at the bottom of the hill was a 90-degree turn. So you had to get down to the turn and make a right. And I couldn't stop. And there was a fence right there that's where somebody's yard was on the other side of that fence. Man, I hit that fence. And if you know anything about these chain link fences, at the top of the chain link fence, it's like a cross. Two little bars, two little crosses at the two little pieces of the fence cross each other like an X at the top, and it's all the way down the fence. I hit the fence, and the fence cut my nose. That top part of the fence, like an X up there. You know, that X up there, and then it's twisted, and they tie them together like that. I hit that, and it gashed my nose. My mom thought it was broken, but it wasn't broken. Or at least, I'll put it like this. I didn't go to the hospital. Okay? I didn't go to the hospital. And, oh, boy. Man, that was epic. But the bicycle ride down the hill, when my brother let go of the handlebars and we fell, that was tragic. Because once that happened, I jumped up and I ran all the way back to the back home. I ran all the way back to the house. Didn't stop, crying like crazy. Go all the way back to the house and go in the house. My mom was like, "Oh my God, what you been doing? You been fighting it?" You know, I haven't been fighting it. Just riding on the bike and the brother damn let go of the handlebars and we crashed. And my brother got a whooping for that. And he was scarred up too. But, you know, now you done scarred up my baby. You got to pay for that one. So anyway, that's just a couple of my scar stories. If you want to discuss yours, 516-531-9483. Now, I also had a friend that we were all in business together, and we went to down 75 South into Jackson, Georgia, right there at the near the High Falls Park, and there was one of the guys. Was friends with a guy that owned the little water park right down there. So he let us come to the water park when no one else was there. And, you know, after they closed or what have you, no one else was there. So we go down and we go to the water park. He let us in. And it's only about maybe 10, maybe 11 of us, maybe. And we go there and we hit the slides. I mean, we doing everything. And then one of our friends, he's an ex Navy guy or something, but he supposedly was a excellent swimmer or whatever. So this dude, we all in the pool. This dude gonna dive in the pool. The pool was only like 3 feet deep right there. He dives in the pool, scrapes the bottom of the pool with his nose, and comes up out of the water like, ah! Like, man, what happened? That fool done scraped all the skin off his nose. Right? Scraped all the skin off his nose. So at that point, it was like, okay. We might as well shut this down. Let's go get something to eat and head back up the road. And I'm telling you, all the while we were at the restaurant eating, they were clowning that dude. And then we get back to the city, and His wife was there waiting for him, pick him up. And when she saw him, she was like, "Oh my God, you've been fighting." he said, this stupid fool that died in the pool and scraped up his nose. I don't know if this dude still got that scar on his nose from diving in the pool. That day was epic. That day was sick. Because another guy dived in the pool, and he dived in the pool, and he gonna dive in, and he ran straight into somebody's knee in the pool. Now he's got a half black eye. it was just crazy. And we weren't even drinking. But that was one of the stories. I think someone slipped off of the water slide, because this was a kids water park. You know, not really like 5-6 year old kids, but you know, early teenagers or something. But you know, we could use it. And adults go in there, and it was epic. And you know, let's see, I got one other good story I wanted to tell. What was it? Okay, this didn't leave a scar, but it probably hurt me for a couple of days. When I was in high school, on the team that was same age as me, he came from a private school, and he was supposed to be all this yada yada. He came from a private school where he played basketball, and he was the star on the team and all this. So he come in and to play with us, come transfer to school to play with us. So he was decent. The guy could jump a little bit, but that was about it. So he was a guard. He was a point guard. He played the same position that I did. And so anyway, coach, he didn't play a whole lot. And so, but I was a starter all through high school. And so we in a game, we in a big game at, you know, at the school, one of our city rivals. We playing, there's a million people in the gym. You know, like standing room only is everywhere, right? And the game was close. The end right there. The game was pretty close to the end. So something happened, and it was our ball. So coach put him in the game. For some reason, I think it was for ball handling, because he was a guard, I was a guard, and we wanted to try to hang on to the ball. So he put him in the game. So he comes in, and he's going to take the ball out of bounds. We're around half court, right? And let me tell you now, you kind of set this up. You can kind of feel this. High school, packed house, because we playing an in-town rivalry. And people away from you right there at the bottom bleacher, right? So he's taking the ball out. So the referee give me the ball, and so that supposedly starts the play that you're running, right? So he slapped the ball like that. And so my job was to someone set a pick for me or whatever, and I'm coming towards the ball to get the ball. Okay? So I'm coming towards the ball. I'm hustling. I'm coming towards the ball. This dude, I mean, he doesn't just like a little pass inbounds, like a chest pass from my chest to yours. He puts the ball in one hand and throws it in the face. Because I'm running towards the ball. I'm expecting the ball, but I'm not expecting a fastball. And he slammed it, and it hit me square in the face, nose. My eyes start watering. Of course, I didn't catch it. You know, I don't know if it went out of bounds or whatever. We didn't lose the game, but, man, that was amazing to me. Amazing. And we had practiced that time after time and time after time and time after time. But yet and still, like I said, when he gets in the game, he gets nervous and erratic. And I mean, he just flung that ball and it hit me in the face. And just messed me up. Okay, but and there, you know, folks they were laughing and laughing. Oh my God, that was few things that happened to me while growing up and as a kid and some of the scars that I still have that I remember those scars. I burned myself. I got a scar on my calf where I burned myself on my motorcycle with my motorcycle exhaust pipe. I touched it with my short pants on and burned myself right. Man, it's just you're a wreck. I mean, because we played outside. We didn't sit in the house and play video games all the time. My mom used to say, get out, go outside and play. Don't sit in here, go outside and play. And that's what we did. We went outside and we played. We had fun. Okay, and I'm sorry that now these kids can't do that, or they don't do that. I why at this point, a kids aren't outside playing, doing whatever, but they don't. Okay, they don't. But we did. We played like crazy. Did everything. And when it got dark, it was time to come in the house. And we come in and we get ready for school the next day or to have the weekend. Well, we got up on Saturday morning and my mom was like, you can't go outside until you get your chores done. So on Saturday, we cleaned the house. On Saturday, before you could go outside, you had to do that. I know y'all don't believe that, but man, those were the days. And so, anyway, guys, I appreciate you guys listening to my stories and some of the scars that I've had and got while growing up and all this stuff. So I got just a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm going to go ahead and close out. And again, appreciate you guys listening in. I'm just going to say this. I want more participation from you guys that's listening to the show. I want to hear you guys talk. Okay. I want to hear you guys talk and tell me your stories, and how things went for you growing up. Anyway, I appreciate
appreciate you guys listening in. Take care of yourselves. I hope to see you guys in about 20 more.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near University. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops